You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It starts with a simple question. How did my phone know I needed that? Not wanted, needed. The book recommendation, the skincare ad, that perfect Instagram reel that understood your mood before you did. Was it magic? Not quite. Behind the curtain is artificial intelligence, collecting, calculating, and curating. But what if I told you that the secret to great digital marketing isn't the AI itself, but the humans who teach it what matters? That's where tonight's conversation begins. Because while the world is still obsessing over ChatGPT and click-through rates, some marketers are asking deeper questions. What does it mean to be ethical in a world of predictive persuasion? Can a machine truly understand culture or just mirror bias? And in a continent as rich and complex as Africa, who decides what's relevant and what's real? Our guest tonight has spent years decoding that very tension. Dr. Ndeki Ndlela is not just a digital strategist. She's a brand whisperer, a researcher, and a powerful voice on the future of ethical African-centered marketing. From classrooms to boardrooms, she's teaching us how to train AI without losing soul. And how to speak to audiences without sounding like a spreadsheet. So if you've been wondering where the future of marketing is headed and how not to get left behind, buckle up. Tonight, we're peeling back the algorithm and talking about what really moves people. Doc, hello.
Good evening. How are you? Thank you for the kind introduction.
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Doc, let's start people off excitedly, right? What are some of the most innovative ways you've personally seen AI being used in marketing today?
You know, it's really, you know, the Bible is coming alive. We are in the last days where artificial intelligence, I mean, intelligence is growing. Mm. And for the marketing field, we are using artificial intelligence to segment our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst we would go out in the olden days onto the field to study the customers and to try and understand them, nowadays we just can analyze large data sets and group of customers and then group them according to their demographics and preferences.
Yeah.
You know, we are all, you in your introduction, you spoke about what we would call predictive analytics. Mm-hmm. That is forecasting customer or consumer behavior.
Mm.
And you know, studying the sales trends.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, content generation.
Mm.
You see, we nowadays, like you spoke to ChatGPT, also part of the AI. So we can now write out our advertisements and social media posts and product descriptions. You know, you get an amazing product description, not that somebody has sat there thinking for days, but because they've just put the kind of customer that they want to reach and the benefits of the product itself. So it's interesting times.
And beyond ChatGPT style tools, how can AI be leveraged to enhance deeper marketing strategies like campaign planning or brand positioning?
So, you know, because it enables data-driven decision-making.
Mm.
So, you know, with data, you know how many customers that you want to reach. Mm. You know how much it's going to cost. So you it's no longer about the gut feel of what the campaign is going to be. You have real insights that you can plan with. And also, it improves the campaign return on investment.
Mm.
because you are optimizing your resources and you are putting out advertisements in real time so that they can reach out to people. And obviously, you are enhancing the journey of the customer.
Mm.
You are delivering a seamless and contextual experience across channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it becomes easy. You appeal to the Generation Z, Generation X. You know exactly what to direct to this kind of customers.
Yep. Yeah, you don't even need. I was saying you don't even need to have been in the demographic to understand them.
Precisely, because obviously I've been in marketing for 20 years.
Yeah.
So much has changed in the 20 years, but thank God for artificial intelligence. I know what a young adult like my son prefers.
Mm.
So I'm able to construct a marketing message that will appeal to my 23-year-old son, Leo.
Yeah.
Just like an advert that can appeal to my 16-year-old son, Moi. Mm. Yeah.
You know,
interesting time.
Yeah, I realized that I started off this conversation assuming that everybody understands what we're even talking about. And the reason for that is because it wasn't until last year around May, June that I got introduced to AI in the digital marketing space, right? So I run an online consultancy and I got into this coaching program, and a lot of what we generated, including the copy on our landing pages and our content pieces, our ad copy, all of those things were generated in collaboration with AI. And so I'm standing here asking you questions that are going to help expand what I already know. But maybe there's somebody out there who's like, okay, but when we say AI in digital marketing, what are we really talking about? I'd love for you to explain what that actually looks like in everyday campaigns, from content creation to consumer insights, all the things you went ahead and told me that I probably know a bit of and not obviously as well and as an experienced as you. But for somebody who's wondering, what can we say at the baseline about AI in digital marketing?
So, yes, it's a huge subject, like you say. But it's important that we start small when we are introducing the subject to our audience.
Yeah,
we can. It's important to start by training to equip our marketers with the artificial intelligence literacy, so that and also to have two specific skills. Mm-hmm. So because, you know, across artificial intelligence, we have so many things, you know, content creation. We've got chat GPT, which is the usual and almost easy one.
Mm.
So we must start by just training so that people have an understanding of these artificial tools and just to align the business with the goals.
Yeah.
Because like I said, 20 years ago, the way we did and started marketing
completely
has changed
different.
So much over the years.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Doug, would you say that AI is making marketers lazier? And I'm not saying this to patronize you or anyone in your industry. I saw a snippet of a podcast by somebody you probably well known, Lebu Lion. And that's something she alluded to in that clip about whether or not it's making marketers lazier, whether we're seeing genius or we're just seeing a regurgitated version of something that happened somewhere, or a machine that decides or thinks that something will work in a context and doesn't. So what is your thought?
My thought is that artificial intelligence will actually augment human roles.
Yeah.
I think it allows marketers to focus more on creativity and storytelling, innovation.
Mm.
I think it frees up even the time and the resources that we need. You know, I even go back to my PhD research. I did it, like I went on the ground.
Doc, your line is getting very squirmish. If you can just move a little bit for me so we get a stable connection there.
Can you hear me now?
Perfectly.
Fantastic. So I was saying that I think artificial intelligence actually augments human roles.
Mm.
I think it allows for time for marketers to be more creative and more innovative.
Yeah.
And then I was just giving an example of, for instance, how I did my PhD research,
mm-hmm.
where I had, you know, four assistants on the ground going to gather the data over many cities, over months.
Mm.
Nowadays, with artificial intelligence, we can gather that data like literally at the click of a fingertip.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, we are also creating new roles instead of just being the boring marketer.
Mm-hmm.
We are data-driven strategists.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what we are now.
Yes.
So AI won't exactly replace the human being, but I think it will. Enhance and take away repetitive tasks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we are streamlining our work and becoming more effective, I think.
I agree with that as well. And I think now I want us to talk brand building, right? What is one practical way you've seen AI help brands move beyond vanity metrics and into meaningful storytelling or community engagement?
I think it's... You know what? What can I say? Maybe did I miss the question? Please repeat the question again.
All right. So I was asking about a practical way that you've seen AI help brands move beyond these vanity metrics, right? Like your likes, your comments, and into meaningful storytelling or community engagement.
Okay, so for instance, I'll give you an example of Netflix. You know what? Because I think people are familiar with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So I think artificial intelligence actually gathers information on the kind of movies, the kind of content that any one person would like to watch. And you know, it immediately brings out the options of the other content that the person who is watching would be interested in. So the Netflix is actually personalizing the experience. It's no longer like the old TV where you just watched what was being screened at the time.
Mm.
So you can just watch the things that excite you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Netflix is using AI to enhance their brand.
Yeah. Yeah. And say I'm a small business owner in our continent with limited resources. Where can I begin in integrating AI into my marketing strategy, also without getting overwhelmed or overcharged, because you can get into the rabbit hole of having all these ideas and stuck with not implementing any, and maybe some are not even contextual.
I think it's important to start small and to train,
like I said earlier. Yeah.
You need to start small, you know, begin with one area. You know, you can even just begin with personalizing your emails.
Mm.
And, you know, just optimizing the current data sets that you have.
Mm.
Or you can also just, it's important to start with training because, you know, AI can also be quite invasive. You don't
this
know when to stop. So you need to increase your literacy and, you know, like I said, to have tool-specific skills. So I think it's important that you align the business with... You align the business goals with AI.
Mm.
So, but the important thing is just to start small.
Yeah. And what ethical guardrails should every brand use when deploying AI tools, especially when we consider things like consent, representation, and transparency? What are some of those guardrails?
So, obviously, I think AI, what does it do? Sometimes it can cause bias in audits.
Yes, I've seen this.
Because you know what? It then, you know, the algorithms, you know how the algorithms work.
Mm.
Yeah, they just like I was talking to Netflix.
Mm.
So it might then just close in your choices.
Yeah.
Yes. And then obviously there are things like the human oversight.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what, with AI, if you just rely heavily on it, then you...
You will lie to people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. You will say a whole lot of things that you don't even understand yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, while you're saying this, when marketers rely on AI-generated campaigns, how do we actually keep the human agency in the room and not just leave it to the algorithm?
Yeah, I think, we need to rationalize this thing. Rationalize this thing, like, you know, interrogate the responses.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to interrogate the responses and see if they actually really mean... Yeah. Are meaningful.
Mm. Like, where did you get this information? Is it factual?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Does it apply to our current situation and our current trends?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And how can brands weave AI into their existing marketing teams without smashing roles or morale? Because the more we talk about AI, the more people believe that, and maybe let me not even put it like that. Let me say, I read an article a week ago about all these big accounting firms no longer hiring for junior positions because those things are now automated. They can rely on AI to generate the things that analysts and graduates were doing. And of course, this presents a challenge in the long run, right? Because the pipeline and the succession planning is going to be completely ruined. You can't promote AI to a manager and. So when we look at marketing teams, how can they weave in AI without smashing those roles and people's morale and feeling like they don't even have room or space in the team anymore?
You know, I actually think that the human role is actually very important.
Yeah.
AI is a huge help, but you know, once you put in the human element, you also give your customers or your consumers a bit of trust in your brand.
Yeah.
Because you know the human feel is like the marketer feels for their customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because and obviously when you are just dealing with artificial intelligence, you will have concerns like your privacy concerns.
Mm.
But you know, I'll give you an example. I am also a customer too.
Yes.
Still love interacting with a human being.
Mm.
I love it when I walk into an establishment and somebody greets me by name.
Yes.
And remembers the fragrance that I like to buy, for instance. Yeah. Whilst artificial intelligence can know all that, but just dealing with the human touch is obviously very important. We cannot over rely on automation to move our message.
Yeah.
And remember, we're still integrating
from
the old way of marketing to the new way of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need the human touch to just walk us through this almost traumatic experience.
And
because artificial intelligence is like the black box.
Mm.
It's taking in a lot of what we do and you don't know if your information is safe. I know your information may not be safe with human beings, but I think their capacity to remember is a bit small.
Yes. And you know what? You can tell when something's been generated artificially or using artificial intelligence. It lacks nuance. It lacks warmth. You know, we have a different, we have a certain tone and a certain way we speak to each other and a certain way we interact and engage. And so you can just tell because it lacks the human elements. And I think that is very, very important. And maybe that's why you even highlight in the beginning, it's meant to be an augmentation where the system does what the system does, but you feed it and you tweak it and you then present it to people because on its own, it doesn't work. And another thing is AI doesn't have a story. We do. Mm-hmm. And people connect to stories. People connect to experiences and journeys. And so if all you do is just rely on AI, then you're missing out on so much connection because you aren't telling your story. You aren't sharing your journey. So there's no point of relatability. Just the knowledge of, hey, you could be feeling this, but there's no real touch points or connection there.
That is so true because you know what, like I gave an example. When you walk into a store and a human being remembers your name.
Yes.
And they remembers what you normally buy.
Yeah.
Even on the day when you really don't intend to buy, but especially for me, you know, I really feel, oh, okay, so this person has invested in getting to know me as a customer. And whilst they interact with so many customers, they still remember my face and they still remember the things that I prefer. That brings warmth because artificial intelligence is cold for lack of a better phrase. Mm. Yeah.
100%.
So, human beings thrive on attention, on warmth, on touch, on the physical aspect of the service. You see. So
100%. And what emerging trends, whether it's voice or AR or deep personalization, excite you most in Africa's unique marketing ecosystem?
Wow, the things that excite me. Okay, the generative AI.
Ah.
This is the creation of the videos, the images, and the interactive, you know, the interactive content using models like there's a model called Sora. And then obviously there is the voice and the conversational marketing. Yeah, this one it searches your voice and it you know what it I don't know how to explain it. Like it's the smart assistant, AI. You know how it is when you walk into your car and you ask it to open the windows.
Dr. Sandeki, please. Please, you don't drive what you drive.
Please,
do we still press? We still press for the window to go down. As a blief toch.
So your car will recognize your voice. Somebody can come in and ask it to open the window, and it will not react.
Yeah.
Because it knows your voice.
Yes. Oh, my sheep know my voice. And the voice of a stranger. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the voice of a stranger. No, we don't listen to the voice of a stranger. Yeah.
And you know what? I've seen these videos that are generated. Like, they look like characters. I don't know. And they scare me because they don't look real. Am I backward? Am I still living in 2017?
But we've seen some very cute babies.
Oh, and I love them so much.
Cute babies that they are using these days. And I think if they don't give you baby fever, then I don't know. I'm glad I'm past the baby making age with my boys 23 and 16.
Yeah.
So I just look at it and laugh. But I think it's interesting. It's fun. It's you know, it's bringing a bit of life into AI.
And what are marketers missing when you look, because you've been in the industry for 20 years and you've seen many a transitions, right? And mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you've been very nimble also in adjusting and making sure that you're keeping up and you're doing what the moment requires and what it calls for. What are you seeing some of the more junior marketers missing about marketing first, but about using AI for marketing and how it can enhance what they've got going on?
So what I'm seeing junior marketers do is that, in fact, I see over-reliance on artificial intelligence on their part. Because so then they literally just go onto their tablets, mm-hmm. onto their computers, mm-hmm. and they're literally just generating these conversations that does not have the human touch. Mm. But like I said, whilst it is good and it is important and it's saving time, I think we also need to have that human face. You need to step out and let the customer understand what your brand is about. And then for us old marketers, I see we're really having to go back to our books. I've been studying AI for over a year now, but I still stumble with some of the concepts. And you know, you really need to keep up. You need to to be on your computer every day, 100%, learning this thing, perfecting your knowledge. It's quite overwhelming, but it's quite interesting, and that's where the world is going. The more the old marketers get onto this band, work on them, the better for them.
Yeah. I'm a data girly, and I'm just curious about, and I'm asking you this because of your experience, right? What transformation have you seen in figures and numbers, whether it's revenue or, and by revenue, I mean, obviously conversion of a marketing campaign or whatever, or maybe even just building a community that is more trusting or strong. What have you seen the change be from traditional marketing to marketing that is now powered by AI? What do those figures and those transformations look like?
I'm loving the figures part because remember, as marketers, we are not naturally figures people. So, you know, we would avoid figures as much as possible.
Yeah.
But because now there's AI, you know, AI is generating these figures for us, and we no longer have to go into a rut trying to think how many customers am I serving, over what time, over what kilometers, over what money. You just plug in the details and AI does everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a relief. I always love that I cannot add to save my life. So now I'm standing in front there and really talking to numbers, talking to the revenue, talking to what this will do to our business, because I haven't had to break my brain. Doing the calculations.
Yeah, you've just had to think creatively about a campaign.
So I'm loving this for the marketers.
And can you just talk to me perhaps about a campaign that you, maybe your first, that wowed you, or one that still really stands as a true beautiful story for you where AI really came to the parts and you were just like, what were we doing before this tool?
Wow, I've done so many campaigns. I can't think of one particularly.
Dog, come on. We love good news stories on the show.
I can't think of one particularly.
Nothing?
Yeah. Nothing, you know.
Okay, let's maybe broaden the context, right? In Africa, what marketing use cases for AI are already working, and which ones risk keeping colonial digital patterns alive?
So, okay, you know, in my example now, you know, in the beverage space,
yeah,
Actually, you know the digital campaign that really like a campaign some 4 years ago. That digital campaign, you know, that was the advent of AI. Where you know AI collects the different cultures, and then it and then it brings in the love of football as the common thing. That as much as our cultures are different, you know, we all converge because of football. You know, it's hard to explain, but if you remember the adverts that were being run during that time. I think that was just the start of the AI.
Yeah.
But remember, I'm still a student too.
I'll forgive you. But right now, I'd love for us to role play. I've got you here, so I'm going to use your brilliant mind. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two scenarios, and you will help us market the heck out of them. Okay. So the first one is you are launching a new skincare line. How would you build a marketing strategy using AI from day one? And where would you add humanity back in?
Yeah, so I would add a humanity by bringing in a human being. So obviously I have the data sets. I know who I want to appeal to, the 20 to 24-year-olds. I'm bringing in a cream that will take care of their acne and everything everything like that.
So, Doc, when you say data sets, are you talking about your customer avatar? You're talking about the solution you're bringing? Are you talking about your copy? It's all of those things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I've been an exam.
Welcome. You have 15 minutes to finish this exam.
I think I should have done this exam in the morning.
Your brain is tired. I'm sorry.
Oh man, I have enjoyed this. Yeah. So I would, you then want to bring in, you know, a real human being to talk about the experience of the product. So that the people you are trying to appeal to can relate to it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to have these avatars. You want to have a real, like you were talking about the avatars, you know, that sometimes they scare us off. But you can do the background work and then just bring a human face to make your campaign real.
Yeah. And now because I also just want, for somebody who's thinking about this for themselves, to know where in the process the human comes in and where they use AI. I think, and I could be wrong, you can tell me, but you can produce the data set using AI, right? Because it's got so much vaster knowledge than you have about the skin condition, about people who suffer from it, their internal beliefs, their objections, and all of those. So you have that. Now, as we bring the human in, are we bringing the human in before they try out our products and we show that journey? Or do we not bring them in earlier to show to the people, but after they have used our products? Which one works best? Is it them seeing the journey and how long it possibly takes so they can get on it? Or are we shooting ourselves in the foot by showing them the journey, but rather show them the result because that is what they are after anyway?
No, I think the journey is very important because you know what? We are now a woke audience.
Yeah.
We also know that companies will bring... When they're talking about flawless skin, they probably won't bring me.
Yeah,
because now I have freckles. Yeah, right? So they won't bring me to be. Yeah, so they will find something that is pure, a model that has a flawless skin. I think it's important that we walk the journey. so that people get to experience that, okay, by using this skin care, I'm not going to get overnight success. I need consistency to be able to achieve my goals. And consistency is everything. Consistency over a long period is the answer to everything. Not just artificial intelligence. If you are wanting to have a fit lifestyle, you have to consistently go to the gym to see the results.
And I think this is I think this is why influencer marketing at some point did really well, and I think it still does, because celebrities stopped being real to us in 2009. We realized that even these ads, they are wearing makeup. So it's just like, guys, come on. And now even with influencers, because they're gaining so much notoriety and popularity, also with them, we're just like, I don't know. And I think this is where now the advent of real testimonials come in, where we are seeing these. And I'm thinking about ads like your or maybe campaigns from Dove and Nivea, where they take you along the journey. Somebody you see who had hyperpigmentation saying, I'm going on this journey, and you see them having transformed over time. And this is a real person whose vlogs you followed over time. So that human element that is real and relatable, I think it really goes a long way.
And because, like I said, we are now a woke audience. We also know that it's not just about the outside of the skin. Whatever we do to get a great skin is what we put inside our bodies. So we are going to start eating right.
Yeah.
We are going to start taking drinking water. We are going to start exercising, and then using this cream so that at the end of the day we look good. So I think it's the journey from day one rather than the result.
I'm going to give you the second scenario and drink my water, because you just reminded me with good skin starts from the inside. So here's your next scenario. This is the last one, I promise. After this, the exam is over. We're wrapping up. Okay.
I hope I pass cum laude.
You will find out when the exam is marked. Anyway, this one is, a campaign is failing mid-flight. How could AI tools help pivot fast, and what human judgment calls would remain very critical?
You see, a campaign requires a lot of creativity, a lot of knowledge of your customer base.
Yeah,
what the customer that you are going to speak to. We do not always have the answers ourselves as human beings. So when you have, because you have bits of information as the human elements, we know we want to attract a black girl who is 20 to 24. We don't know all the other situations, and all of a sudden we are stuck. Are we talking to the girl in university? Are we talking to the girl in the office? So as we collect this this data set, I love this phrase, data set. AI helps us, you know, rationalize the data. Remember, I said it. What does it do? We are moving from the gut feel to insights that are based on planning.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's no longer about what do I think this campaign should go. It's about the time, the space, the relevance, the customer I'm wanting to reach. It's about the contextual experience across the channel.
Yeah. I absolutely love that. And what's once, and you know, as you, before I move to the next question, I'm thinking about, because I've, as if I can tell you my stories, maybe I needed to have gotten you last year to help me out with this. There's a campaign you put together, maybe a video or a set of graphics, and you think, I bought this one. Oh, this one is going to make me millions. And people are just like, sis.
Yeah.
And the one you least expect, because maybe you didn't have the most energy or you were doubting the copy, starts performing better than the one you thought would work. And so I'm just thinking about when you talk about pivoting, maybe pivoting can also include bringing different dynamics and elements to one campaign and not saying we're going to just use celebrities, but let's see what the celebrity does for us. Let's see what the influencer does for us. Let's see what the girl from Vitz does for us all together in one campaign and seeing which one has more resonance. So I think from my experience that having multiple copies and graphics and videos and all of that, I don't know what you call that, what would you call that, collateral or that, I don't even know what the terms are
actually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think having those different and varied things for one campaign can do a lot in seeing which one isn't working and which one is working. Doc, I think I've lost you. Okay, I've got you now.
Yes. So you know what, AI, it comes in there because remember when I was saying that as human beings, it takes us a lot more information, a lot more time to get the information and to test it. Remember, we have to test our information. AI, can do this test. You know, they are what we call the A and B testing.
Yes, A B split.
Which would need a yes. So AI does those a lot faster for us than the human beings.
Mm.
But obviously, then AI also let me not go on to this, which I wanted to say.
Why are you afraid for time?
No. I'm
is it too advanced?
I'm thinking I'd be running away from your current question. Yeah.
Okay. So my last question will be, what is that thing you wanted to tell us? So keep it in the pocket. But as we come to a close, what is one skill or mindset you believe gives marketers longevity in a world that is racing toward automation?
So you know what? I think it's understanding where you are at currently as a marketer, and then you auditing your current marketing processes, and then you identify these processes. You what was the question again?
The skill or mindset that will give them longevity when the whole world is just heading towards automation.
Yeah, just to realize where you are at as a marketer and to continuously learn so that you can stay relevant as a marketer. You need to keep reading, to keep understanding what other people are doing, what other countries are doing. I think so.
Mm.
But you know what? To also select tools that will also align with your marketing maturity. Because remember, there is what we call marketing maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Your marketing maturity may not be as look, nowadays in the world we now have driverless cars. I cannot expect to here in South Africa, yes, maybe we have all that it takes to have driverless cars, but I think we must take bite size AI lessons, and then implement them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sounding all confused there.
No, we get it. And if our listeners walk away with one piece of wisdom from you tonight, what would you love it to be? And maybe that thing that you didn't want to share that time.
So I would say AI is really revolutionizing the marketing profession.
Yeah.
But I think it's paralyzing how well we as humans use it.
Oh, that's true. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yes. So the future honestly really belongs to the marketer who embraces AI. Not as a threat, but as a powerful partner, you know, that helps in delivering smarter, faster, and more meaningful brand experiences. I think that's what, you know, if the listeners just forget everything, I'd want them to just to know that AI is the future, and those of us who embrace it will then definitely have more meaningful brand experiences.
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely love that. And I think for me, what this conversation reminded me of is just that while artificial intelligence might power the tools, it's still human intelligence that defines what the message is, right?
Absolutely.
And your strategy. Yeah.
Because the brain is more. You know, God gave us a brain. A brain is, if we use it well, is much, much better than AI.
Yeah.
It's just that we just use a portion of our brain
this
most
is
of
so
the time.
This is so true. And another truth is that strategy and empathy, culture and ethics, you can't outsource those things to code. You know, in a world that is seduced by automation, the real competitive edge is still knowing what moves people. And people know what moves people, not machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so for me, I think if for the brand builder out there, you know, the startup founder or just someone trying to make sense of their data dashboard, I think tonight should really be a reminder to them that, AI can amplify your voice, but it can't give you one. It absolutely can't. And that part is still yours and you still need to fulfill it. And so thank you, Doc, for coming through and sharing your wisdom and your time with us. I really appreciate having had this conversation.
Thank you very much. It gave me a time place my knowledge in AI. There's so much that I still also need to learn and read about. But this conversation is an eye-opener. Thank you so much.
I love that. Thank you for coming. Mm. Cheers, dog.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
And my fam, I am Nompumelelo Lombonani. And this is how we preacher proof our purpose. No, I'm kidding. I'm Nompumelelo Lombonani, and I hope you have just made sense of your artificial business. Fresh mercies tomorrow. Ciao for now.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.